And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have a few folks from over at UAS, Owen Kindig, Liz Zacher, who is the art teacher, and Math Trafton, who is an English teacher. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Good morning,
Liz. Hi.
Hi.
Well, it's an exciting time for you, because the new semester starts on Monday, which for me really snuck up on me. I hadn't realized that. Owen, how does enrollment look?
Oh, enrollment is great. This morning's enrollment stands at 689. We expect it to top 700 for spring semester. And most of those students are across Alaska and even really around the world. But today we're talking primarily about classes that are local, which we're really trying to boost and build. And these are local academic classes that people can sign up for starting Monday.
So even though the new semester starts on Monday, it's not too late to enroll.
Oh, absolutely not. In fact, really through the first day of class and sometimes even beyond that is fine. Just get professor's approval.
Well, Liz and Math, you have classes that are coming up. Liz, let's take a look at the art room. How's it looking right now? Are you ready?
Well, we're still, making more room. We're working on getting some more shelving in the art room right now. We just a couple years ago renovated the art room, updated it, got a new glaze chemistry lab in place and new state-of-the-art kilns. We've got electric kilns. We've got gas-fired kilns. And, you know, it's been a really exciting time for us in getting those improvements made. And you know, we're just still fine-tuning. And we realize that we have such a prolific and creative students that we need more space for them to put their artwork on. So, yeah, we still have a few shelves to set up. But otherwise, we've got a lot of room. And we're just waiting for new folks to share their creative energy in the space.
So what are some of the classes, the art classes that are still available right now?
On Tuesday nights, we have a ceramics class. It's a 3-credit course that runs the duration of the spring semester, and it's offered at a stacked level. So students can sign up for beginning, intermediate, or advanced. If they have not had beginning or intermediate, they would have to wait for the advanced. But the distinction is that in beginning ceramics, the students focus more on hand-building techniques, getting, you know, just used to working with clay and the nature of being able to shape earth and all the other processes involved, different techniques and how you build and glaze and, you know, just exploring personal expression. And then intermediate focuses on wheel throwing using the potter's wheel. And advanced is, you know, just a mix of more of that. We have Artist Studio, which is a guided studies course where students can propose independent projects, such as, you know, anything exploring ceramics further or, you know, wanting to try something that's not offered, like painting. We have also a really great host of Northwest Coast Arts classes starting this semester as well. We have Tommy Joseph offering his Northwest Coast Native Arts carving course. Dolores Churchill will be doing a workshop with her basketry where she focuses on spruce root and cedar bark weaving. That starts on January 11th and runs till the 22nd. So it's just a short duration class. And we have in February coming up, Dave Glannon will be doing a short duration class in engraving.
Wonderful. Lots of diverse classes offered through art. Well, Math, you have some classes coming up as well. How's your preparation going for the new semester?
Yeah, it's great. It's a really wonderful time of the semester to work on the syllabuses and get really jazzed up and energized about what's coming up ahead. I'm going to be doing locally first of all, just the Comp 1 basic composition, and it really helps to find new innovative ways to speak, to write, to get your voice developed and to be able to contribute to conversation and to really build on the principles of confidence and experience to say things. yeah, to write well. And I'm also working on the class after that in the sequence, which is it's writing about literature, and that's a lot of fun. I'm working on a ghost story theme right now throughout this semester to look at ways of kind of seeing the invisible and looking for deeper meanings and being able to write about it, to think about it, converse about it in a really fun way, and to build analytic skills that way.
And so, Owen, there's some other classes, too, that don't fall under English and art. What are they?
Well, for example, we have a Alaska Languages class, Tlingit 1, that's taught by Robbie Littlefield. That meets on Mondays from 4 to 5. It's a hybrid class, so you can either come to the campus or tune in online. We have an evening construction class, which is really a lot of fun. It meets on Mondays and Wednesdays from 6 to 8:30. Pat Hughes takes people. He's a master carpenter. He takes people through the entire construction of a building, and it's great, especially for beginners who are maybe a little not sure of themselves and aren't even sure if they can pound a nail without smashing their thumb. He's the man to teach you how, and it's a great confidence builder. We have Psychology 101, and we have the CNA class is a really, I think, vital and important part of our community offering. The CNA classes, there's two. One is the evening class, and it's generally populated by adults who are looking to make a career change. It meets on Wednesdays from 5:30 to 8:30, and then there's a noon to 2:30 on Tuesday and Thursday class that is largely populated by our high school students from the two high schools, but adults are also welcome to join that class as well. And those classes are taught by Shelley Adams, who is a local nurse.
There's such a wide variety of classes, it seems, for folks from all walks of life, whether it's a person who is actually enrolled in a degree, as a degree-seeking student, or someone who's just a member of the community interested in learning or practicing a new skill. I mean, it's really diverse, isn't it?
It is. It is a diverse group, and you know, it's kind of weird because we have a lot of action going on all the time. Most of it is quiet because the professors are largely delivering their class electronically, you know, across the internet, and it's great to have people show up face-to-face, and that's what this discussion is all about, our face-to-face local offerings, which we really are excited about and proud of.
Right. You know, I feel personally that US is really good at distance delivery, but there is also this on-campus component here in Sitka that often gets overlooked. Math, I wanted to talk to you very specifically about what it's like for you to teach an English class in the classroom with some real-life students right in front of you.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I really like the diversity. You know, they're the high school students, and then I get more traditionally aged college students, and also, you know, they're people from all ranges, all ages. And I really like to be able to see faces, to be able to engage in real time. It keeps me on my toes. It keeps them on their toes. And it's a community in real time. Being able to ask questions, to stay late after class is great. And my favorite is bringing coffee and cookies. Can't really do that over the internet.
Well, okay, now that's a really great incentive.
Yeah.
So we have clay, which I also think is a great incentive, and coffee and cookies. Owen, how can people find out more or register?
They can go online, first of all. They can go to www.uas.alaska.edu/Sitka, or if you get just to EDU, you can find Sitka quickly. And we have all of our classes listed there and all of our programs. And you can also call. The simplest way, really, for local people is to just call 747-7700. Just tell the smiling person on the phone what they're interested in, and they will get them the information they need right away.
And I suppose if you wanted to, you could also just go across the bridge to the island.
That's right. Stop in. We'd love to have you.
And can you give us a little teaser on what we're going to be talking about tomorrow?
Tomorrow we'll be talking about the physical education classes that we have this semester. We have aquatic aerobics with Tracy Turner. We have a really awesome Hames class that I took this past semester, and it's just a great opportunity to basically get Hames membership along with the class fee. And it is, and we have a scuba class that Reed Brewer will be here to talk about, and we have
Other things.
Emily Davis. Emily Davis is teaching a class. I forget what it's called exactly, but it's a workout, exercise class.
And we'll explore that a bit.
Yeah,
more
all of that. Right.
Okay. So yeah. Really quick recap: some local classes still open. Semester starts on Monday. We have some English classes, some art classes, construction class, and some language classes. So
yeah,
take a look. Great. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
We've been speaking with some folks from over at UAS in Sitka, Owen Kindig, Math Trafton, and Liz Zacher.